I, dictation for Tyrone Wilson, T, like Tom, Y-R-R-E-N, W-I-L-S-O, and date of birth is 5/29/93, date of accident 12/27/2024. Date of service is January 8, 2026. The patient Tyrone Wilson is here for evaluation for follow-up visit. He has been a victim of an automobile accident where he was rear-ended on 12/27/2024 as a passenger on the left side. He was not wearing a seat belt. His knee hit into the seat in front, and his seat pushed to the front and head hit into the seat. And since then, he has been having severe pain in the left knee, which is requiring surgery. The pain is extremely severe. He is unable to go up and down on the stairs or walk. Although he's a little bit obese, he's 225-pound gentleman. He has received two epidural injections until now for his back pain that has been going on. They report that his back pain is around 8. He does not report any radiation of the pain to the upper or lower extremities. He has a pain in both the shoulders. Right shoulder is 3 to 5, left shoulder is 8. 180 degrees to the left he can do easily, but the left shoulder has a limited range of motion of 90 degrees of maximum abduction, after which he has a severe pain. The pain in the neck is reported to be 7, right knee 7.5, left knee is 8.5. The patient has seen Dr. Gary Gilliard, who is an orthopedic surgeon, and he is being scheduled for surgery. Currently, he requires a stronger pain medication, which is Percocet, that is bringing him relief, and he is otherwise compliant. His pain level is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 30% relief is reported by the patient. And please review the records for ADL for system review. Substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 194 over 112, pulse 105, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 12/4/2025. Dictation number is 1205-011 or 1205-009 and 010. The patient had a intra-articular injection of the both knees on the last visit on 12/4/2025. No injections are being planned for today. He is being provided physical therapy to continue once a week to the area affected, which is neck and lower back, both shoulders and both knees. He is being provided with a limited duty for 7 hours, 6 days, 10 pounds lifting limit. The patient is provided the following medications: Mobic 7.5, which is 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder, Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for anti-anxiety, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for headaches, nerve pains, pain relief. Lidoprim ointment is for topical pain relief. His labs were reviewed, and labs have been ordered, new labs, and his previous labs have been reviewed. The patient is provided with Percocet 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days. Patient will be seen after 15 days. Thank you. He will be seeing Dr. Gary Gilliard for surgery scheduling. Thank you.